Hello and welcome to Trend Pal with me, Lotta Jagel-Saston, and my co-host Martin Lindskog. How are you doing, Martin?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Lotta?
Very good, thank you. Well, it's been a while. We've had a break and we've had time to think about how we want to take the show further. And we're all about market shifts and cultivating new trends. And we have three legs that we stand on, or three topics that we try to include in every episode. And it is life hacks, crowdfunding and startups, and how to unplug.
Yep.
As most of the things that we cover do have some kind of digital input, or we live a lot online. So
connection. We learned about some episodes ago about new word there, physical and digital. Could you pronounce that figital?
Yeah, and that's a little bit like, I suppose, Internet of Things.
Yep.
You put the digital world into the physical world. So we're definitely going to explore more in that arena later on, as we also think that from now on, we're going to do every other week trendspotting, and every other week we're going to talk about
explaining the buzzwords and so on.
Yeah, terms that we use when we explain things, and
like life hacking next time.
Yeah. Next time we'll be covering a life hack, and maybe unplug as well.
And startup.
Yeah. So we will be a bit more informative and not just talking about current trends as much, even though we will still cover a lot of trends.
Yep.
Something else that's new is that we were going to try and review some of the great trade shows that happen throughout the year. So far, there's been two really big ones, like the CES.
Yeah, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Exactly, which was in January, and there was another one in January called DLD, which is design, I can never remember what it's, but it's innovative designs and really good, influential people who talk about ideas for the future. And as always, you will be able to find things in our show notes.
Yep.
Right. So this week, as we are talking about what's going to come in the future, we thought that we'll combine our three topics into one.
Yep.
We've looked at one trend that it's also one could say a life hack and a way to unplug.
Yep. And what's that? Did you have a good time sleep?
Exactly. It's called Luna, and it's a mattress cover, which is, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand with all the Internet of Things trend that's currently happening, where you are hooked in and connected all the time to make sure that you get the most out of your monitoring your health and so on. So this sheet that you put onto your bed, it's quite similar to apps that are out there at the moment. For example, was it Sleep Cycle?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've used that.
Yeah.
But there you have the phone close to you, face down the screen and near your head and your pillow.
And one could wonder how healthy that is.
Yeah, maybe you want to give me thing to check out?
Yeah, actually, I thought, why don't you do a little trial over the next week until next time, where you can try out Sleep Cycle, as you've already got it downloaded onto your phone.
Yep.
And then we can talk about it next week if it's as beneficial as they say, because it's the same with the Luna mattress. you are supposed to be able to set the setting of this is to, obviously monitoring your sleep and make sure that you wake up in the right cycle, or so you're not too tired that you're actually going to sort of wake up when you're not in deep sleep. And does this work? Or is it just like, is it still something you can only do at the lab?
Yeah, so I would be a lab
You
rat or a guinea pig. So
go in and you go into a lab. But I thought for me, I could do something similar as well. I found something online called Happify, which is a way of, again, talking about this, how can we unplug and be a little bit sort of more in the now? And this was an app where you could find out how to become happier. Not saying that I'm happy, but I'm sure could be even happier.
There I will include in the show notes a favorite movie, Happiness,
Yeah.
with some funny spelling that I
You do
recommend.
that. You're good with words. You write something funny.
And talk about happy. Maybe we should mention that the first time we recorded this episode, Sleep Well,
Yeah.
we were in the city, Gothenburg City, and met at a nice hotel.
That's true. It was it's one of Gothenburg's oldest hotel, I think he said. It was from the 19th century, and for some reason, I haven't really noticed it that much. And when you look at it from far, from the sky, for pictures and stuff, you realize that it's actually quite big. But when you see it, it's just this tiny little door. But it's absolutely gorgeous. They have put a lot of time and effort to make it really, really tasteful, like the nicest wallpaper, and little ornaments. And it's amazing how they've kept a lot of the old design and the architecture still in the hotel. And another funny thing that they were doing was the keys. They still have the old-fashioned key system where you go in and you have to drop your key off whenever you leave the hotel. And he was saying that that's really good because you get more customer interaction,
Yeah,
which
twice there, and at the same time they had pad iPads as like how to say like a menu or things that you could
Yeah, there
check
were
up in the
iPads
lobby.
sitting on the walls. So there were no way behind in technology as such. It was just, they'd taken advantage of the good human contact that you have when you drop your keys off, for example.
So in with that, maybe we should do a plug and shout out to them, and then maybe someday we or some of our friends will get a great night's sleep there. And the hotel
Absolutely.
is called Hotel Royal Dot New, and we will include that in show notes, and also a funny picture of ourselves, a selfie or twelfie or how you say.
Yeah, from the hotel lobby where we were sitting and doing some of the notes for this show. And yeah, is there something else that we should include?
Yes, call to action to our listeners, how they could reach out to us.
That's right. And the best way to reach us is probably through Twitter, on our Twitter handle, TrendPal. I think that's the best way. That's
And
all.
then for the next week, then we will do explaining of like facts and unplugged and start up these concepts what we are talking about.
Yes.
So until next time.
Have a great week and tune in to us next week.
Yeah, cheerio.
Cheerio.